I didn't intend to take time off from Mockery Rocks. It just happened, and I took some time off from other endeavors. It was a physical or medical thing. I would give the gory details, but such details were given to me in Japanese. I'm taking antibiotics every 6 hours for a couple of weeks. I saw too many people on Facebook saying, "Remember the towers coming down in 2001 on September 11th? If it is reasonable to say, remember, should I think there must be many who fear that event would have slipped someone's mind here in Japan? Those images of smoking skyscrapers back in 2001, those images were on prime time TV. You understand the time difference. Can't say remember unless you think people might have forgotten." The reaction to the attack was to go to war. And the congressional authorization for the war on terror continues from the Bush administration through the Obama, and now this administration. The United States has impeached 3 presidents over the course of history. If number 4 is on the horizon, I'm here to remind anyone listening that it would be the first during war. But don't we fail to consider that congressional authorization as a real war? Nancy Pelosi was sidestepping questions about impeachment as she spoke to reporters. She was sidestepping just as much as Bill Belichick, the coach of the New England Patriots football team, was sidestepping questions about A.B. Antonio Brown. Here's a news story that is actually dated September 11th, but I worry about the writer. Deutsche Bank said that it now forecasts another 100 basis points of rate cuts and growth falling to below 1.5% by mid-2020, assuming there is no escalation in the trade war between the United States and China. If the conflict picks up, the U.S. risks zero rates and a mild recession. David Folkerts Landau, group chief economist, said in a note to clients. Is that group that he's the chief economist for associated with Deutsche Bank? I'm not sure, as this piece is written. This piece is written by Jennifer Ablon, and it was edited by Lisa Shoemaker. The Federal Reserve cut rates for the first time in more than a decade in July as it tried to insulate the United States from the President of the United States. Trade war and a global slowdown. Market pricing suggests that investors expect another quarter point reduction when the Federal Open Market Committee holds its 2-day meeting beginning September 17th. In the U.S., our economists have revised down their growth forecasts largely as a result of trade uncertainty Volkert Landau said, "Manufacturing is contracting, and there are cracks in the otherwise strong labor market." Volkert Landau said, "Large action from the Fed will raise the pressure on other central banks to respond." He said the firm's analysts expect the European Central Bank to cut policy rates and possibly restart asset purchases. Restart asset purchases. That's a little too technical. However, at a certain point, increasingly negative rates become counterproductive, he said. Of course, I said. We're not certain where the reversal point lies, but it would be better not to experiment with the world's second largest economic area. In China, growth is undoubtedly slowing due to the adverse impact of U.S. tariffs, but officials have some space to respond. Volkert Landau said, "Policy support has not yet filtered through to the real economy, but we expect that rate cuts will begin to stabilize activity later this year, albeit with growth at a slower rate." I don't know that Volkert Landau and his hyphenated name actually has an office at Deutsche Bank. I just think Deutsche Bank is famous for lending money to the guy who became president. And if they had not lent him that money, maybe he would be broke. Mockery rocks. I am Rocky's daddy. I like to call myself Rocky's daddy, but I'm not sure about Rocky. Rocky has too much confidence in the future. He thinks as soon as he finishes high school and goes to college, he can become a YouTube star. I just think YouTube stars are so superficial. But why not this guy? Why can't Rocky be like this guy? Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa has agreed to sell most of his stake in online fashion firm Zozo to Yahoo Japan as part of a deal worth $3.7 billion. Mr. Maezawa, known for his splashy art collection and his ambitions to travel in space, will also step down as chief executive. Zozo is Japan's largest online fashion retailer, but has struggled recently with falling profits. The company also made a failed attempt at custom fit clothing and later closed its European and U.S. operations. Yahoo Japan, a subsidiary of tech and investment conglomerate SoftBank, has offered to pay 400 billion yen for a 50.1% stake in Zozo. That move would allow Yahoo Japan to better compete with rivals Amazon and Rakuten. As part of the deal, Mr. Maezawa agreed to sell a stake of around 30% to Yahoo Japan and will step down from Zozo's top job. The 43-year-old Mr. Maezawa first became famous as the drummer in a punk band by the name of Switch Style, but he made his fortune in the fashion world. He's worth $2.2 billion. According to Forbes, and has spent much of his fortune on art. Last year, he was named as the first private passenger due to fly around the moon by SpaceX. The company owned by Elon Musk. We all have great respect for Mr. Musk and his Tesla automobile. Mockery rocks. Sometimes I check who's having a birthday, and sometimes the person whose birthday we should celebrate is already dead. How about Henry Hudson? In your mind and heart, is Henry Hudson a famous guy? He was an English navigator who conducted sea explorations in the early 17th century. He discovered a river in New York for the Dutch East India Company, who named that river after him. It's the Hudson River. He was born September 12th. We went from the 11th to the 12th of September. The year of his birth was 1565. He only lived to be 45 years old. So, after making note of Henry Hudson, I clicked on other explorers and found the very young Jessica Watson. I can't call her an explorer, but the internet does. She did what Magellan did. She successfully circumnavigated the globe like Ferdinand Magellan, who was the first person to do so. But I think only the first person to do so should be considered an explorer, someone who discovers things. Someone who does the same should not get so much credit, but somebody wants to give her the credit. She became the youngest person to sail unassisted around the world without stopping. In May 2010, the journey spanned 21,600 nautical miles and lasted from October 2009 to May 2010. I would applaud her, I just wouldn't call her an explorer. I hope you can call me Rocky's daddy, or you can call me Mr. Boggs, the old guy who's so old that he's having age-related physical problems. But I'm still alive. Yeah, I'm still alive doing Mockery Rocks. Someday, soon, we intend to do Mockery Rocks twice a week, and we try to do something like a quarter hour for the thing we want to say. Remember, we're in Japan, but we're trying to find an audience anywhere in the English-speaking world.